Mr. Chairman, same witnesses, they've already been sworn in.
Okay.
And the gentleman, I just to short-circuit things, is it safe to assume that your presentation would be identical in this case as the last one?
Correct. The only difference is the exact height.
Height. Okay.
And tell us exactly what the height would be for.
It would range between 32 and 35, okay. But approximately 32.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I would just recommend that the board adopt the record from the prior case with whatever additions or modifications will be made then.
Thank you.
What about the windmill itself? Same diameter?
Yeah, identical.
And same,
identical.
Same, okay.
And the specifications are in the information that I forwarded, and they will not change.
Okay.
Okay, and also as far as the noise, that is a documented certified level.
You say 4.3 decibels?
Yes,
or
sir.
Bells?
Decibels.
Decibels.
Yes, it's very quiet.
EB.
So I think it's my understanding a refrigerator is about 60 decibels?
I really don't.
Actually, it's probably
that's a comparison.
That's probably around 40.
40 decibels. And this is a tenth of that?
Is
okay.
Yeah, but it might be between 30 and 40. There are some refrigerators a little noisier than others.
Okay, and that's at the source or within so many feet?
That's at the source. In fact, the windmill that was installed at Jay Leno's garage is actually the 10 kW. That has a similar diameter but 10 foot high. Okay. And they interviewed Jay Leno right below it while it was turning. And you couldn't hear it. I mean, it was a perfect interview.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
One question you had last was what would happen if every house had one of these. It's not really published that well, but 40% of all the energy, and that's a lot of energy in this country, is actually dissipated in transporting the energy to your point of use. So by moving and creating these distributed systems, you're already at an advantage that you don't have to transport the energy and you actually consume what you're generating through renewable energy. So it really is a win situation for the environment. And we are located in a high wind resource area. I mean, if we move 10 miles, 15 miles west of the coast, you're looking at solar. But along the East Coast, we're in that situation that we have that resource available to us. And the reason why it's actually more advantageous than solar in many applications is because if you think about it, you can be actually turning a windmill all night long. You sit there on your winter nights and hear it going. Well, solar only generates during daylight. So it is a big advantage if we can utilize the resource that we have right here. And it probably will be a precedent.
And you would have a very similar argument if we do not go after renewable energies, you know, when we go to install coal-fired plants, nuclear power. You know, the arguments are the same. No matter what we do, everybody wants their electric to come to their house without seeing anything, experience any discomfort. But in reality, what we're trying to do is get the architectural landscape correct, you know, as far as what is pleasing to the eye as much as possible. We're actually going to develop other windmills which will actually fit into the landscaping and architectural lines of the house. And we're working very quickly, to that end. We're also have been in discussions with architects, and that's their whole goal in this area is to build very energy efficient, self-sustaining homes. And within that, they want to be able to use the solar photovoltaic, the solar hot water, and of course the windmill. And it is the future.
So you said 35 to 40 feet it would catch most. That's in the area of the best wind speed.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not the best. The best would be 100 foot.
100 foot. Okay.
But one of the things we have to, I'm not here after 100 foot because that would not be practical.
I understood you say in the wind speed in the 35 to 40.
Well, you're always better going up.
Okay.
And if you could put a windmill at 100 foot, you're going to be more efficient than 30 foot. Then you're going to be more efficient at 30 foot than 3 foot. And that's just because of the way, the layers of wind. But we, in the future, if we rewrite regulations, we have to keep that in mind. You know, we, we have to take into account of the arguments you heard tonight and fit within a window. You know, everybody needs to be protected. We need to generate electric, but we also need to feel comfortable in our surroundings. So that's why we're not here with a prop type windmill that's got a 20-foot span. And because you got to fit it within the density of the neighborhood. And we know that, and we're trying our best to fit that while we're driving towards what's going to become a standard regulation or ordinance sometime in the future.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
For the board's information, it does what he was referring to, the 100 foot, do have the height regulations at 100 feet or less, okay, for windmills, for your information. Mm-hmm. Is in our ordinance.
No.
For the record, I just am looking on the internet, and the source would be probably Wikipedia. A whisper is 20 decibels. Normal conversation is 60.
Hmm. And he claimed it would be what? What's the number again?
Well, that's why I asked if it was bells or decibels.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, should we entertain a motion?
But you need ask for objectors. Yeah, again, the board can essentially assume or adopt the record from the last case as well, and then just ask for anything different. And you should vote on that also.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So anyone here in opposition to this application?
Same as last.
Same as last time.
So we can we can incorporate the same testimony?
No.
Okay.
But we can incorporate the testimony earlier as well.
Yes, we could, okay. But my mind is a little slow. Like I said, this morning.
You just state your name for the record.
My name is John Bondrowski. I live at 33070 Crab Apple Lane.
All right, sir.
And what I'm saying here now is, Mr. Dunham has a beautiful house, he really does, and he's been a great neighbor. What I would like to say is that they keep referring to Jay Leno on California. Well, you can see what California's taxes are like. You can also see that Mr. Leno has about 50,000 square acres to go out his house, his cars. Mr. Leno also has over 5 acres of cars and where he's taken his green space. We don't have that. I live less than 100 feet away from this. Now, his next door neighbor, we only have 20-foot setbacks between houses. His neighbor gets one, he gets two. He gets two. The neighbor over here gets two. What does that do to a development? And if the learned gentleman here who is so good at this, why don't he have it on his house or in his neighborhood? Why does it have to come in ours? Why is it in our neighborhood and with houses so close? That's all. That's basically my argument with the whole thing, is that it's not going to look very good. It's also within, the exception is within the 5 acres. 5 acres can generate a huge tower. It can generate a lot of electricity, which Mr. Leno has, over 5 acres. We have less than 50 feet. 20 feet. And if everybody gets it, that's my only objection.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Testify.
No.
Okay. Let's have your name and address then.
Oh, I'm Virginia Eitner, EITNIER, 32953 Peachtree Lane.
Okay.
That's all.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Okay, I just wanted to know how much one windmill, how much kW it would generate.
I believe the
testimony. Can someone tell me that?
I believe the testimony we heard earlier was about plus or minus 300 kilowatts per month.
Okay, and in a month's time? Mm-hmm. And we use how much in a household?
Average, I believe, we heard was 1,000 to 1,200 kilowatts.
So one generator is less than a third of what you need to run your household.
Right.
So what does that, if you are allowed to put a windmill up there, one won't do it, two won't do it. Are you allowed to put three, four, or five up there?
Not without coming before the board.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that what they're suggesting is that it reduces the usage to the point that it reduces requirements for additional and future transmission lines and power plants.
Yeah, well, if it generates, what, 4 point something noise level, the decimal?
Decimals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, if everybody has one of these or two or three on their home, mm-hmm. Now how many decimals are we up to?
12. Well, still less than your refrigerator.
I guess you can compare that, as I stated before, a whisper is 20 decibels. Okay, so if three people are whispering, I don't think it means that it's 60 decibels, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, now you multiply that with 80 homes.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Please think that.
It also, on the internet, suggests that rustling leaves are 10 decibels. So one leaf or many, I don't know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. All right. Derek. That's all the opposition.
Okay.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9,967 under advisement.
68.
68. I'm sorry.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,968 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Make it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But.